As mentioned, though, we're going to start hour number two by having a conversation with the Pro Football Doc. He is a sports medical analyst. He was the team doctor for the Chargers for more than 17 years. He is creator of ProFootballDoc.com. You can follow him on Twitter at ProFootballDoc. I'm speaking of Dr. David Chow. Doc, it's good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks for having me on. It's good. Long-time listener, big fan.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Doc. Thanks so much. Good to have you on, too. So there are a number of players and injuries that I want to get into with you. But before we do so, just start with the injury report. It's something we hear about every single week from every single team. But what exactly is the injury report, and how important is that information that teams put in that report?
Well, the injury report is something that by rule teams have to do, and they only have to do for the regular season. It's every Wednesday, and then the final game report comes out on Friday, and they're supposed to be honest with it, and they are, but there's a lot of leeway. For example, questionable status means that anywhere from 50-50 to 90% playing to 90% not playing can be called questionable. So there's a lot of leeway, and all teams have to do is indicate a body part, knee. They don't have to say what knee. They don't have to say what's injured. If it's a quarterback shoulder, then they have to say throwing shoulder or not. But it's very general. It's not at all specific.
We're talking to the Pro Football Doc, Dr. David Chow. All right, so as an example, the Packers included 20 players on their injury report this week, and some people got really worried and worked up when they saw that. What was your reaction when you saw it? Was there any reason to panic?
Well, I looked at it and went through all the injuries because we had already issued at ProFootballDoc.com an injury index where we ranked the Packers' injury health against the Bears for this Thursday. And we even break down the Packers' run offense against the Bears' run defense. We're that granular. And both teams were relatively healthy from my perspective. Trey Burton on one side and Oren Burks on the other as the really only injury. So that's why I tweeted out and updated the website to say, don't worry about the 20 players. They weren't cheating. They weren't lying. Yes, a lot of people have little issues, and they just happen to list them all. And we actually even keep track throughout the year which teams, you know, how teams list things. For example, last year there was one team that 96% of their questionable players played and one team that only 29% of their questionable players played. So each team has a different style, and we'll learn Matt LaFleur's over time, and that's why the whole injury index and what we do at the website and on Twitter exists.
All right, so I can see where this injury or this information might be interesting to people who are watching or playing these games or have some other kind of interest. You mentioned the injury index. What exactly is your injury index?
The injury index is how injured a team is against the norm for the week. In other words, the lines and expectations are out there publicly, but what's not known about the injuries and how it might affect someone's performance in DFS, fantasy, or in states that where gambling is legal. So what I do is look at, you know, let's take, for example, the Patriots. They traditionally will put 10 players on as questionable, and they do the hide the bacon game, which is not illegal. And there's one of those players who isn't going to play. But is that one player Sony Michel, or is it somebody else? And we try and decipher that. And we also break it down for the Patriots' run defense against the other team's run offense. For example, in the Chargers' playoff game against the Patriots, Melvin Gordon wasn't even listed on the injury report, but we were saying, look, he's not going to do very well. He had a second MCL sprain on the other knee, and you can't play NFL running back with two knee braces on effectively. And indeed, he had 9 carries for 15 yards in that game, and the Chargers were defeated by the Patriots. So we try and break down this information. Look, not every game is there actionable information related to injuries, but it does happen often enough.
Dr. David Chow was the Chargers team doctor for more than 17 years. You can follow him on Twitter at ProFootballDoc. All right, so Doc, what about, for example, Ezekiel Elliott? He said that he's been working out. His camp has said that he would be, quote, in game shape when he showed up. In your experience, how likely is that? I mean, can you be in game shape without actually participating in training camp?
Well, I think you can be in great shape, but it's very hard to mimic football. Look, you can practice all you want doing a radio show live. But until you do one, Rome, right, it's not, you're not experienced in it and you're not used to it and you're not in the groove. And for football, it's the same thing. Like, you can practice all you want in Cabo, and Marshall Faulk obviously did a great job getting him ready, and all reports are that he's in great shape. But there's still the acclimation to football, not just taking hits, but there's a higher chance early season of even things like cramps, like we saw in the game last night, or hamstring injuries or calf strains or quad strains. And if the Cowboys put him out there for 75 plays and give him 20-plus touches, he's going to be at higher risk for a muscle injury because it's early season like this. So I don't think that's going to happen. And we talk about that on the injury index and at the website. I'm expecting, you know, maybe 25 plays. Look, there's quotes today that he will be available, completely available. Available doesn't mean usage. Now, if he is used for the whole game, there's just it's not a guarantee he's going to get hurt, but there's a higher risk that he's going to get hurt. So I expect him to be gradually incorporated into the offense over the first week or two.
Dr. David Chow is the creator of ProFootballDoc.com. You can get information like this on that site. So what do you make about Odell Beckham Jr.? Now, he said yesterday that his hip injury is, quote, something that hinders me from fully sprinting as fast as I can, end quote. But he added, Doc, that when the adrenaline kicks in, he can't feel anything, so he plans to play against the Titans. When you hear that, what is your reaction?
Well, I don't doubt that he's going to play, and of course he's a great player, and he's going to play for sure. He might be a little bit less than great. Some of the route tree might not be there for him, because flipping your hips and opening up and so forth is a big part of at least half of the route tree in really being effective and getting off the line of scrimmage and getting open. He's still going to get his targets. He's a great player. He's going to play. I do chuckle a little bit on the Twitter world where people send video of them. Oh, look, he's working out. Look, his hips look fine. He's going three-quarter speed in a warm-up drill. That's not game conditions, and that's what we look at. He's going to play. He's going to be effective, but he might be a notch less than what he normally is. So we'll have to see what's happening there, because hips are very important for a wide receiver like him.
I was going to say, so when you're dealing with wide receivers and you're talking about their hips and you're talking about leg muscles, especially as it relates to that stop-start nature of the position and how these guys have to explode, how careful then does a team have to be to make sure that something small does not turn into something much bigger?
Well, of course, the athletic trainers and the doctors are going to counsel him and be careful with the team on what he does. Heck, they may even alter the routes that he runs for the game to let him run the routes that he's more able to run with his hip issue. Without knowing his exact hip issue, is it a labrum issue, is it a muscle, is it a groin, or whatever it is, it's hard for me to say exactly from the outside. So I try and relate what I know, but I also am careful to not say too much and pretend I know when I don't. I call it insider knowledge, not insider information.
You can follow him at Pro Football Doc. So, Doc, the last couple of weeks, the retirement of Andrew Luck has been a really big talking point. Again, you were a team doctor for the Chargers for 17 years. As a doctor who's been around the game a long, long time, what did you make of his retirement and what he said about the psychological toll that those injuries took on him?
The mental side of injury is a big part of it, and that's part of the medical staff's job, is to help cope with that. This is not a criticism of the Colts at all. It's just a big deal here. Look at the mental side of, let's say, Jimmy Garoppolo as he returns from his ACL. Look, he was 0-for-6 with an interception in that first preseason game because he was a little skittish. He didn't want to step into throws. He's worried about his lead leg and the trash around it because he's coming back from the ACL tear. That's a part of the mental aspect of the game. Andrew Luck has been through a lot. And, you know, the most interesting thing about Andrew Luck's retirement, besides the surprise, which everyone was, but if you really look back at it, hindsight is 2020, he kind of told us that this was an option. I mean, what did he say, using his words? I vow not to do this again like I did on my shoulder. I'm not going to play through injury. I'm going to do things the right way. I'm not going to play hurt. You know, I'm going to rehab the right way and respect the process. I'm not going to let this happen again. Well, here was an ankle/calf injury that was 5.5 months old. They're still seeing specialists and getting a diagnosis. It's moving around. It was very clear week one he was not going to be 100%, and probably not week two, three, four, or five. So instead of hanging on and going against what he vowed, he was a man of his word, so I have to respect that. And if you look back at his comments and pair up with his decisions right now, he actually is being very consistent and has told us all along how he feels about it.
All right, so for people who want more information, if they go to profootballdoc.com, what kind of information are they going to find there? And then if they want to follow along with you this weekend, the first weekend of the NFL action this season, what kind of an experience can you provide for them? What are they going to get?
Well, they're going to get subscriber updates, which is real-time information and higher-level analysis, higher than the Twitter handle. They're going to get special videos, including a two-minute warning chat to look at first-half injuries in every game to see if there's something actionable for the second-half lines. And there may be, there may not be. So there'll be those chats on there. There'll be explanations about what the injury index is. The injury index, for example, this week, talking about Andrew Luck and the Colts, they play the Chargers. The common opinion is that the Colts are more injured because they don't have Andrew Luck. But look at this this way. The Colts returned 21 of their 22 starters. Luck is the only one not coming back. And Jacoby Brissett, unlike this first stint playing, starting with the Colts, has had 6 months as the number one quarterback, not 6 days like he did last time and didn't fare as well. So he may be better prepared. On the other side of the ball, it's actually the Chargers that are more injured. They're coming into the game with Derwin James, probably the best safety in the league, out for a long time. They're coming into the game without their only bona fide Pro Bowl lineman, left tackle, who's out, Russell Okung, with the pulmonary embolism, and he was supposed to protect Phillip Rivers, an immobile quarterback's blind side. In addition, they have several linebackers still out injured. The injury index will show you the Chargers are much more banged up than the Colts are, even though everyone is focused on the injury of Andrew Luck.
He is the Pro Football Doc. He is a sports medical analyst, Chargers team doctor for more than 17 years, the creator of ProFootballDoc.com. So if you like what you just heard, you should go to that website. You can also follow him on Twitter at ProFootballDoc. Dr. David Chow, my guest. Doc, nice to have you in the jungle. Well done. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And you forgot one more thing on my credential. I'm a Rome fan.
There you go. I would lead with that, Doc. Put that at the top of your bio. Nice job. Appreciate it, Doc. Dr. David Chow, former NFL team doctor. He's an orthopedic surgeon. And again, you know, you're watching these games and people are playing fantasy. We know this. More and more states are legalizing sports betting and people are looking for any edge or any information. And this is just him saying, look, I've gotten experience in this sort of thing. This is how I see it. It's an opinion, but that's really interesting information.